World's on fire. Our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning. I'm wound up this morning. Just trust me on that. Fog alert here in Ohio. That's what you got to love about Ohio, right? Goes from 0 degrees a day of fog alert. And going to be 60 maybe tomorrow. We're doing the best we can. Thanks for joining us. And I've been pondering. Let me give you a fair warning. You might be careful today. Going to be some stuff. We're going to talk about child sacrifice today. And it may be hard for some of you to swallow. Let me preface it with this. It's often really, really hard to talk about abortion, whatever, because so many people have done it and they haven't received forgiveness for it, you know? And because they don't, it's one thing. Look, I don't like to bring that back up. You know, this person had an abortion, this person, whatever. It's under the blood. If you've received the forgiveness of Christ, it's under the blood. That doesn't mean you don't remember it. You don't think about the horrible experience. Not all that, right? But folks, it's capital murder. Abortion is capital murder. And the church of all places just ignores it. And the church ignores it because why? Because so many people are guilty of it. See, we were lied to. We were lied to. In 1973, when they came up with the Roe versus Wade decision, they told us it wasn't a baby. All those lies they told us. And those lies got incorporated into the law and into everything that's going on. And so here we are, 2026. Hey, Ray, you look smarter than me. How long ago was 1973? How long ago was that, Ray? 2026. 1973. Ray's doing the math for me real quick.
And I think we're looking at 48 years.
For 48 years, they've told us that it's okay to murder a baby. 48 years. And every year, science progresses more and more and more and more so that everybody watching this show right now knows that that is a human being inside the mother. We all know that, folks. We all know it. Ricky says 53 years. Whatever, maybe Ray flunked school, I think so. 53 years. 53 years, we've been killing unborn children. We've been killing unborn children. And the Supreme Court a couple years ago said, hey, you know, we were wrong. There is no right to an abortion. They overturned Roe versus Wade. No right to an abortion. And we couldn't wait to get it to the states so we could continue the child killing. Everybody with me know what I'm talking about? And every one of us know that it's murder. We all know. But here's where I'm going this morning, okay? What if the Almighty God, what if the Holy Spirit is trying to reveal to us child sacrifice and we still don't get it? Talk about the Epstein Island and who went to Epstein and who screwed this guy and who screwed this girl and who screwed this. And at the heart of Epstein Island is child sacrifice. Tell me you're a grown-up and you understand that. It's not who slept with who. It's not whether they were young. It is, folks, child sacrifice going on right in front of us. And whether we will realize it or not, or whether we will admit to it or not, it is nothing more than an outshoot of Baal, the works of Baal. Stay with me, okay? Now, again, if you've taken part in an abortion, had one, paid for one, whatever, dude, do that. It's under the blood. It's under the blood, all right? Confess it. The Lord will forgive you of it. But how long are we going to continue child sacrifice to go on and on? And on? I'll get to you in a second. So are you sitting down? Here's a connection I want to try to make with you today. Epstein Island, friends, isn't about child sex. Sorry. Anybody remember Pizzagate? Remember that? Pizzagate? What was Pizzagate about? Pizzagate was talking about calling up pizzas, and the pizzas were what? Little children that they were eating. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on now. You're a grown up. It's satanic to its roots and going on right in the face of the American church. We won't do anything about it. Let me start you off with this. Hey, folks, this is going to be a little harsh today, okay? But we need it. We need it. Pull up Roseanne. You guys know who Roseanne is, right? Huh? Okay, listen. Are you looking at me? Epstein Island isn't about sex with children. It's about child sacrifice. Pizzagate, child sacrifice. They are their father, the devil, and the works of their father they will do. Have you all heard of Baal and Moloch? We're going to get into some of that stuff. This stuff is real. So bear with me. Here's Roseanne. I don't know how long ago this video was made, but it's short. It's Roseanne, she would know, wouldn't she? Wouldn't Roseanne know? She's in Hollywood. She flies in all those circles, doesn't she? What do you think, Roseanne? Go ahead and play it.
You know they eat babies. That is not bullshit. It's true.
So it's not just the dogs and the cats, not just the pets.
It's not just the dogs and the cats. They're full-on vampires. And everybody still thinks I'm crazy, but I'm not crazy. They're full-on vampires. They love the taste of human flesh, and they drink human blood. They do, Tucker. Stop staring at me like that.
You're freaking me out, man. Because they you do. Spent your life in the entertainment business, so I think you have some authority on this.
So many kids that I was in mental institutions with over the years, they are all from those cults. And they've covered it all up. They covered it all up, and... you know, I just pray to God. I'm just going to pray to God that he opens everybody's eyes in this country. By the time we go in to vote for Trump, that he will open up everybody's eyes and they will stop pretending to be asleep. You know what they say? You can't wake people up that are pretending to be asleep. But I pray to God, please wake up even those who are pretending to be asleep with the irrefutable truth of what the worst people on this planet are really up to. They are really up to that. They're doing it. There are so many victims. There are so many victims. There are so many children victims that are now adults. The epidemic in America is child sexual abuse, and I just want people to see it. I want people to open up their eyes and see how prevalent and horrible it is. One of three girls, one of four boys in this country today. It's just horrible, and you just can't la-la-la it away anymore. It's going to get more and more apparent, and you got to choose your side.
Choose your side. How long is the church going to let this go on? Hey, Spencer, bring up picture of an iceberg. Bring that picture of an iceberg up. Here's what we're dealing with, folks. Baal. You know who he is, right? I'm going to talk about Baal here in a second. The global web of complicity. There it is. We just see the very tip top of it, right? Epstein Island. You're looking at Epstein Island and not understand the global web of complicity. The deeper you look, the darker it gets. Craig, I'm going to get you in here. I'll get you involved here. I promise. So there's a picture of the iceberg. How about let's go to Guttmacher real quickly, Spence. Hey, let me ask you something. Hey, folks. Who's going to stop abortion in America? Who is going to stop it? Republicans? Republicans, conservatives? Are they going to stop it? When's the last sermon you heard in your church on abortion? Do pastors not know what's going on? Pastors not know abortion's still going on? Pastors not know that you can get in your car and drive down to Planned Parenthood and have your child dismembered? Do they not know that's going on? Is it now acceptable because the government says it's acceptable? So therefore, it's okay? It's just a choice. It's a difficult choice. Yeah, murder is. It is a difficult choice between a woman and her doctor. It is. Did you pull up Guttmacher for me there, Spence? Did I not send that to you? Yeah, I sent it to you. Abortion statistics. Huh? 2026. Hey, folks. Well, they got us looking at Epstein Island and all that stuff. Look, stop right there. Total amount of abortions? Are you kidding me? 1,141,830 abortions that we know of in the United States of America. And the reason we don't know more about it is because now they're chemical abortions. They're giving you a pill and you're passing the baby into the toilet and flushing it into the water. Oh, I'm just telling you the truth. I'm just telling you the truth. Highest monthly average, 95,000 babies per month. That's what we know of. Medical abortion percent, 63%. Most recent data, 613,383 from the CDC abortion. Huh, folks? We're murdering God's children. And he said, be better for you to put a millstone around your neck and throw yourself in the deepest part of the ocean than to mislead even one of these little ones that believe in me. And the blood guilt on the American church. What must God think when we're begging him or asking him for this and asking him for this blessing and asking him for this blessing and we won't even go stop the slaughter of his children? God help us, man. God help us. Go make you uncomfortable today. Hope I do. Pull up for me the stuff. Just pull up stuff for me, Spencer. I don't even know where to start. Start at the very bottom. Is abortion child sacrifice? Hey, ask yourself a question. Is it okay if our neighbor kills his or her daughter? Is it okay if our neighbor does it? We're against it, but is it okay? I'm talking to the church now. Church, is it okay? Is abortion child sacrifice? Scroll down there a little bit, Spence. It's an audio. I got so much stuff, huh? Don't even take your time. It's too hard to see. Don't worry about it. Yes, it's child sacrifice. It's child sacrifice. Yeah. Pull up for this for me. Pull up number 2. 35 Bible verses about child sacrifice. Thou shalt not be found among you anyone who burns his son or his daughter as an offering. You say, well, Coach, we had an abortion. It wasn't an offering. Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. It was a sacrificial offering to you. Because that baby was going to mess up your life. You and your happiness. Oh, yeah. And scroll on down. Scroll on down. Leviticus. You shall not let any of your offspring be offered to Moloch. And when you do that, you profane the name of the Lord your God. I bet God covers his eyes when he looks at us. Leviticus says, say to the people of Israel, any one of the people of Israel or of the strangers who sojourn in Israel who gives any of his offspring to Moloch shall surely be put to death. By the way, Israel's the heartbeat of abortion. Sorry. Jeremiah, they have built their high places of Topheth, which is the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I did not command, nor did it come even into my mind. Micah 6, will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? They sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons. They poured out innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters whom they sacrificed to idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with blood. I wonder, think America's polluted with blood? Anybody think we're polluted with blood out there? Huh? Put this in the chat. Put this in the chat. Pull up number 9. Who is Baal? Who is Baal? Who is Baal? Epstein's new released files. Hey, folks, we're talking about this, right? And we're just talking about little boys and little girls being raped as if that's not bad enough. Friends, what do you think they're doing with those boys and girls after they rape them? What do you think they're doing with them? By the way, think how many of your elected officials are involved.
Hmm?
Is there anybody out there who really believes that the 100 senators and 435 representatives and 50 governors didn't know what was going on at Epstein Island? Didn't know? If they didn't know, what the hell are they doing being leader? So who is Bail? Epstein's newly released files sparked fears and sacrifice came too deep and too extreme. Questions have been raised about Jeffrey Epstein's religion and who Bail is after documents related to him went public. The Department of Justice on Friday released the final tranche of files linked to the late convicted child sex abuser. Folks, he's not a child sex abuser. He's a sacrificer of children. As if child rape's okay. It's okay. Don't get over it. Among them is a document which Epstein asks for $11,438 to be wired to him. The name of the account, however, is what caught the eyes of many. It was written in Bail name. His account was Bail in Wachovia Bank. Snapshot of the document was shared widely on X, with many making claims about demonic worship. Baal is a demonic being that was worshipped in ancient Israel by some Hebrews before they converted to Judaism. Child sacrifice is a ritual of Baal worshipers, usually through burning, like Israel did to Gaza. Archaeologists' discoveries have found thousands of urns with cremated infant and small children remains. Now we have evidence of Epstein's circle killing and even eating. Click on that. Killing and even eating children. Jeffrey Epstein ate babies. Bizarre cannibalism claim rises amid Gabriela Rico Jimenez's video. Roseanne Barr was right. Sacrificing our children. Hang on, man. We got school levy up here. Coming up. Why would anybody vote for a school levy? Why would anybody ever vote for a public school levy? What are the public schools teaching your children? One of Jeffrey Epstein's bank accounts was named Bail. Folks, this is the same guys out dinging around, dinging little kids. No. They're freaking eating them. Do number 8, quickly. Am I doing okay, Betty? We need to hear this, don't we, church? Don't we, church? Huh? You think we can vote abortion out? Gonna vote it out? Get a judge to rule it? We wait on a judge to tell us? Could it be possible, everything we see going on in America, every wicked thing we see going on in America is blood guilt. It's blood guilt. What is blood guilt? Blood guilt is central to many passages in the Bible, particularly the Old Testament. Essence, blood guilt refers to the responsibility or guilt incurred when someone causes another person's death, either intentionally or unintentionally. It's a weighty moral and legal issue because human life is sacred. And the shedding of innocent blood is serious offense before God. So when I stand before the Lord under grace, I'll be forgiven. And he's going to ask me the question. He's going to ask Dr. Paul Gosling. Hey, Paul, did you pay to kill those babies? He said, No. Did you pay taxes to kill those babies, Paul? Oh, yeah, but I had to. Why did you have to? Well, they'd throw me in jail. I'd lose my life. I'm not making fun of you, Paul. You know where I'm going, right? And so here we sit in a Christian nation full of Christians. And they're murdering children right in front of us, and nobody gives a shit. Oh, we care. We give to the help abortions. We give to Created Equal. We give. How many of you ever stood outside of an abortion clinic? How many of you ever went to your pastor and said, Pastor, we're under blood guiltiness? I'm going to go do it down through this quickly and I'm going to put it in the chat. I'm going to open it up here in a second. What is blood guilt? To understand blood guilt, we must first recognize in the Bible that human life is precious because it's created in the image of God. Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. For in the image of God, he made man. Wow. In Leviticus, it says, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. That's why they're drinking it. I've given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls, for it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. What about blood guilt in the Old Testament? The Old Testament law provides detailed instructions regarding the shedding of blood and how blood guilt's to be willed. Blood guilt for murder. He who strikes a man so that he dies shall surely be put to death. Murders cannot be protected or excused. Numbers 35:33, the law forbids taking any ransom for the life of a murderer. Hey, Paul, paying a doctor to abort your child, that'd be a ransom, wouldn't it? Scroll on down. Well, I went to church to talk about this. Scroll on down. More of them. There are all kinds. Huh? Blood guilt. There's blood guilt for accidental death. Accidental death. Go back up, Spence. However, if he pushes him suddenly without enmity, in other words, pushes somebody didn't mean to do it, or throws anything at him without lying in wait, or uses a stone by which a man could be die, and he throws it at him without, he didn't mean to, he just threw it and hit him. So the congregation shall deliver the manslayer from the hand of the avenger of blood. The congregation shall return him to the city of refuge where he has fled, and he shall remain there until the death of the high priest who has anointed his. Accidental death requires sacrifice of blood. And even though the killing was accidental, the killer had to flee to a city of refuge and remain there until the death of the high priest. How about corporate blood guilt? Blood guilt could also be incurred by communities or nations. Or how about that? How about that abortion clinic right there in your neighborhood? And all the elders of that city nearest to the slain man shall wash their hands over the heifer whose neck was broken in the valley. Then they shall answer and say, our hands have not shed this blood, nor have our eyes seen it. Probably don't know they're murdering babies in your local town. Well, maybe not your little town. You get what I'm saying. You can't say I didn't know. I stand before the Lord and says, Coach, what did you do about the fact? Love you, Coach. What did you do about those little babies? I didn't know. God, they were doing that? I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, they were taking it right out of your paycheck. Dang, right out of your paycheck. Blood guilt in the pool. For the hands, your hands are defiled with blood and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue has muttered perversity. The shedding of blood, whether through murder, oppression, or war, includes blood guilt that brings judgment. Is America under judgment because we've murdered so many babies? It's hard to deal with, isn't it? Scroll on down, Spence. Blood guilt and atonement. Somebody's got to pay the price. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? I could go on. Pull that one off. Point number 6. Jesus and blood guilt. Hang on. When Pilate saw that he could not prevail at all, but rather that a tumult was rising, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I'm innocent of the blood of this man. Pilate tried to wash his hands of blood guilt. Is child sacrifice a thing of the past? Make that a little bit bigger? Thanks, Spencer. I'm going to open it up right after this. A 1,500-year-old altar was just uncovered in Guatemala, one used to bring together two ancient cultures, the Mayans and the Tecuchins. But how did they unite? Through child sacrifice. Archaeologists found the remains of three children, no older than 4, laid out around the altar, offered as part of their ritual worship to gods like the storm goddess. This wasn't some isolated horror. It was normal, accepted, and woven into the daily life as a way to keep the gods happy. Let me ask you something, folks. Is abortion normal, woven into daily life, accepted? I got to miss work today. Why? I'm recovering from murdering my baby. I'm recovering. The abortion industry still sacrifices children every day, but instead of stone altars, it's sterile clinics, deadly pills delivered to your doorstep. Instead of weather gods, offerings are made to comfort, convenience, and control, and the practices wrapped in words like choice and reproductive freedom to make it sound empowering. Even archaeologists today defend the ancient child sacrifice as nonviolent because it is a way of connecting with celestial bodies. Yeah, demons. That same kind of justification happens now, except it's labeled healthcare. The anti-life movement dehumanizes the preborn, only calling them babies when it suits their argument. That way, the truth is never faced. Abortion kills a child. Dudes, we all know that. We all know that. More than 1 million preborn children were aborted in the United States in 2023 alone. And even in states like Texas, the abortion industry is working hard to normalize their agenda, targeting minors that are after the children through social media, advertising on college campuses, and trafficking abortion pills across state lines. Why? Because it's a sacrifice to Moloch. Whenever it pleases demon gods or to maintain a lifestyle, the result is the same. Innocent lives lost before they ever had a chance to take their first breath. The ancient altar is more than just a historical artifact. It's a warning. When the culture forgets the value of its children, when it starts sacrificing its youngest for power, peace, or prosperity, we're walking a dark and familiar path. Let this discovery be more than a story from the past. Let it wake us up. If we want to be remembered differently than those who came before us, we must break the cycle. We must end abortion, not choose life. What a soft word. Hey, Spencer, do me a favor. Bring Roseanne back up again. Hang on. They made it so political. Did this guy do it? Did this guy do that? Did this guy do it? Did Trump do it? Was Trump screwing little girls? They're freaking eating them. Play it.
You know they eat babies. That is not bullshit. It's true.
So it's not just the dogs and the cats, not just the pets.
It's not just the dogs and the cats. They're full-on vampires. And everybody still thinks I'm crazy, but I'm not crazy. They're full-on vampires. They love the taste of human flesh, and they drink human blood. They do, Tucker. Stop staring at me like that.
You're freaking me out, man. Because you spent your life in the entertainment business, so I think you have some authority on this.
So many kids that I was in mental institutions with over the years, they are all from those cults, and they've covered it all up. They covered it all up, and, I just pray to God. I'm just going to pray to God that he opens everybody's eyes in this country. By the time we go in to vote for Trump, that he will open up everybody's eyes, and they will stop pretending to be asleep. You know what
okay,
they say?
Stop.
You can't wait.
Stop it. See, we're worried about whether or not – come on now. We're worried about whether or not Trump went there and had sex with children when they're freaking murdering them every day right in front of us. Come on in, Mark Trump.
Can you hear me, Coach?
Yes.
Well, I think that goes back to the garden and creation when Cain sacrificed. First of all, he didn't sacrifice when he gave his fruits to God. He didn't sacrifice. He took those for himself. Yep. So whenever a woman or decides to have an abortion, she's not sacrificing. She's choosing to have that life without the baby, without the sacrifice.
That's right.
So she has to give one.
That's right.
She has to give a sacrifice. It's her commitment to Satan.
Right.
Whatever you sacrifice and you commit the act of sacrifice, whether it's Cain with his wheat or the woman with her baby, if you commit the sacrifice, you're committing to Satan is who you're committing to.
That's right, brother. Come on. We're paying for it.
Amen. But it's a personal choice code. Even though the government does this and that, and even though all this, if you choose, it's a personal choice to not sacrifice yourself, coach.
So, Mark, why doesn't the church care?
They are sacrificing the business. They only sacrifice when the money point goes low.
That's right.
That's how they see it. It's a business.
They sacrifice their own child, right? Why do they sacrifice their own child? Well, she wants to go to college. She said, yeah, I can't go to college if I have this baby. How can I do that?
Amen.
Oh, we got to sacrifice. We got to have an abortion because if all the community finds out that she's pregnant.
Amen.
What? I've often said that Christians want abortion legal in case their daughter gets pregnant. Somebody can say amen. Go ahead and say amen.
Boom. Right? Amen.
And so they got us chasing this Epstein Island around and who went there and who had sex with children and the freaking murdering babies right down the road in every city in America. Legally. They're just mad that Epstein and all of his buddies, they became the abortionists. They didn't have a license to do it. They just did it on their own. Really, when it gets right down to it, that's what they're pissed about. Oh, I got more. Hey, Paul, I asked you this before, Paul. Doctors know that's a baby, don't they, Paul?
You know, who becomes doctors, coach? Do you know who becomes doctors? Okay, doctors are not regular guys like me, and that's just the thing. The guys I know became doctors are from money. Daddy was a doctor. The whole idea was stuck in their head. This is what you're going to do,
yep,
coach.
Yep. It's medicine. It's medicine, they, right?
They can't see the forest through the trees, coach.
Yeah.
They can't.
Hey, Paul, you would agree most guys become doctors because if you get it, it's a pretty good lifestyle, right? Make a lot of money.
Oh, I mean, it's hard. You a lot of sacrifice, and you get – and that's the thing Trump says. It's a lot of sacrifice to become a doc. Yeah, and they're not going to give that up because some baby comes rolling along, right?
That's right. So Stephanie, our resident former pagan, texted me.
Yes.
And she said this. Thanks, Stephanie. The dark side is very real. Blood is used in she's a former pagan. She did this stuff. Dark side is very real. Blood is used in sacrifice as part of an incantation to open the door between in a prepared area, a sacrifice circle, she calls it. Elements must be put together like a recipe to call down dark entities. Blood connects spirit energy, earth, air, fire, water, spirit, earth, wind, and fire. Remember that group? The five points on the pentagram. With the right incantation, the proper ritual followed, specific entities can come through and even go into a meat suit, possess it for whatever they're trying to do. Because you're calling in Baal's demons. I'm going to do something right now. I just heard from the Holy Spirit. I don't want anybody's microphone on. I don't care if you got your camera on. I want you right now, if you're out there, if you've never done it, and you were part of an abortion, to confess it right now to the Lord. Confess it right now. That, Lord, I've been trying to hide it. I've been keeping it a secret. And, Lord, it's a millstone around my neck. Father, forgive all those out there right now. All the out there right now, just cry out, Lord. Lord, just forgive me. You don't have to cry out. Lord, forgive me for killing my own child. Lord, forgive me for helping my college roommate kill her child. I was an accessory, Lord. I didn't know. We know, Father, that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. We thank you that your blood sacrifice covers our wicked blood sacrifice. And we ask that you would cleanse us from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. We repent. We apologize. We are so sorry. We didn't know. Forgive us in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Wow. Millions. Hey, Spencer, do it real quickly. Google real quickly. How many Americans have been aborted since 1973? 65 million. 65 million.
That's the ones you know of.
That's the ones we know of. Betty sent me something. I hate to tell you this. Pull up number three real quick, Spencer. By the way, Betty, this is what got me on this topic this morning. Pull up number three. That's not it. Is that the one I gave you? Yeah. No, that's, I don't. Abortion, a flushed down the toilet into the drinking water. Play this.
It is human sacrifice. The feminist movement has lied to women, telling them they must sacrifice their children, their offspring, in order to be equal to men, and that they'll never advance in life unless they have access to special surgery that literally dismembers children, 1 million children a year. Now, 700,000 of those children, they're actually aborted in our toilet bowls. They're being flushed down our toilets.
We can pills and flush right down the toilet.
When this happens, those children and the blood and the placental material that's also flushed is actually poisoning our own water. It's getting into our drinking water, anti-progesterone metabolites. But this is what happens when you embrace child sacrifice. And we have to be a culture that says no more human child sacrifice. And so that's what's so key, because until we win on this issue, a lot of the other issues that we care about as conservatives, we're never going to win on, because this is the core issue.
Wow.
Do humans matter?
Folks, listen, Epstein Island is not about powerful people having sex. It's about blood being shed, innocent blood being shed. That's what it's about. It's not about who screwed who and how long they got away with it and how many times Bill Clinton went down there and did it. It is a blood sacrifice, and they know it. And we go back to Pizzagate. Remember that? Pizzagate, Comet Ping Pong. Huh? It's right in front of us. Cannibalism. The eating of young, innocent children right in front of us. And the whole creation is groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God to show up and put a stop to it. Supreme Court said there's no right to an abortion, and Ohio couldn't wait to make it legal in Ohio. Hey, friends, look, are you looking at me? Murder can never be legal. Murder can never be legal. Ever. Jack, come on in.
Yep. The whole thing is based on the Rothschilds 1:6 that says God doesn't care as long as you only contribute less than a dollar a week. See?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, I had to pay my taxes. I paid my taxes. I wasn't in control of where they sent it. And I thought it was wrong, but you got to follow the government, right? So see the game that they've played with us? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Folks, that's why, Craig, are you out there, Craig? Is Craig in here today? Saving God's children? Throw that out there. Are you out there, Craig?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
That's what saving God's children is all about, isn't it, Craig?
Huh? Well, it's definitely a platform that is available to anybody that wants to use it. The information's there. You just got to be the voice and hands of Christ.
So Craig, help me out here a minute. This child, saving God's children, child trafficking, they call it, child trafficking. Hey, Craig, what happens to the children after they've sexually abused them and did whatever? Then what happens to the children then, Craig?
Oh, well, they have major trauma. They have emotional trauma.
If they live. If they live. They live.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the ones that disappear, you know, 90% of the children that run away from home, you know, are found. 10% are never found. So you can do the math on that. There's about 350 that run away a day. So, but anyways, yeah, it's so pervasive. That's the other part of it. You know, well, the human trafficking part and the child sacrifice, that really, you know, goes to the horrendous core of it. Just the child predators that want to have sex with your child, that outnumbers that by to the tens of thousands, you know, and you need to be aware of both, you know.
Amen. You do. Glenn, I'm sorry. I got to get Glenn in here. Glenn, look, we got an event coming on this weekend. Go ahead, Glenn, real quick. Go ahead, man. Tell everybody out there in the Columbus, Ohio area, we'd love to have you come. Go, Glenn.
Yeah, thank you, Coach. Yes, and this is for the Ohio people or anybody else who may be visiting Ohio. This is for the Pass the Salt people. We are having our house-to-house gathering. It's this Saturday afternoon, 1 to 5, 1:30 to 5, something like that. It's in the email I sent out last night, so anybody who has submitted their email has received the email announcement today or last night. So just RSVP me so I know how many people are coming. You can either text me or email me. Both of them are in the email.
Amen, Glenn.
This Saturday.
We'll keep promoting that thing, man. We'll keep promoting. So I'm looking for something here as Glenn was talking there. Why don't we care? Why don't we care? You know, Ray, I know that you're up there. I know up in Wisconsin, you're out there. Yeah, you're doing stuff. Why don't they care? Why doesn't the church care? In fact, Ray, do you ever hear from people in your church say, let's not talk about that? You ever hear that?
No. What a shame, isn't it, folks?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-mm. Child sacrifice, right? Mm-hmm. Child. Go ahead, man. Your hand's up.
Yeah. Genesis 4:9-10. Spencer, if you don't mind bringing that one up. But, you know, one voice crying out in the wilderness is heard. But can you imagine that being echoed and amplified by the millions, yep, all roaring at the same time, screaming out how loud and deafening that must be in God's ears, as it says, and the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes, you are. We are, aren't we? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood cries out unto me from the ground. One blood is crying out. Can you imagine the screaming and terror that's going on in God's ears right now for the millions upon millions upon millions that are screaming out for justice? And he said, justice will not be delayed. I don't understand why it's continuing, but his grace and mercy is extended to us this long that we have not been destroyed. It's just disgusting. I don't know when it's going to end, Coach, but I don't have the answers. I wish it did.
Amen. Amen. They're teaching it to our children, right?
Yeah.
Woman's right to choose. Have you noticed, friends? They call it a fetus. Why do they call it a fetus? Because if that girl ever understood that it was a baby, maybe she would have second thoughts. But we are so far down that rabbit hole. The idea, are you looking at me? Our government would say that a woman has a right to kill her baby. That's 30 years ago, 40 years ago, that's like something you'd find in some deep cult in Africa, some voodoo cult, not in the United States of America. The Supreme Court, after how many years, said there's no right to an abortion, and Ohio puts it on the ballot and votes in the right to abort. Folks, you cannot vote in to take somebody else's right. You can't vote abortion legal because it's somebody else's life that's at stake. Oh, my body, my choice. How stupid are we? Anybody out there still part of their mom? Anybody? My mom? my mom's body, me, no? How stupid are we? By the way, whose job is it to do something about it? Oh, those conservative Republicans, if we can just get the right judges in. It says in Proverbs, when God judges the nation, he blinds the judges. I'll say that again. You can, Spencer, you can Google it. When God judges the nation, he blindfolds the judges. And so what are the judges doing? They're just giving us what the people want. Dave Allison, come on in, Dave.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks, Coach, for the program. Coach, the reason the nation is being destroyed by the cowardly. You understand? Do we understand that? The nation is being destroyed by the cowardly. John Brockoff, who I've apologized to him several times publicly, he had to do what he did. If the church would have stood up, John would have never had to take the extreme measures he took.
That's right.
But he saw no other choice because he felt that passionately about killing babies.
Dave, if he'd have run into a kindergarten class and rescued children, he'd be a hero.
Absolutely.
And what did John Brockoff do? Do you guys know what John Brockoff do? I don't know if John's listening now. He burned down an abortion clinic. And he made sure, before he burned it down, staked it out, made sure there was no living creature inside of it. And for that, he did, I think, 2,744 days, if my numbers are correct. I don't know if John's in here. He's in here often.
And, Coach, the church sees John as a bad guy.
Yeah, he's a criminal.
Ultimately, they're the bad guys.
What do you think the Lord thinks about John? Now, I'm not saying everybody run out and burn down abortion clinics. What the hell's wrong with us? Is there anybody out there who doesn't think that's a human being? Craig.
That probably a lot of people don't know, just because they're not from the area. D.C., and because of this cold weather, one of their main sewer pipes broke and dumped 200 million gallons of sewage into the Potomac. Maybe Spencer can pull up an article. It's pretty well known.
Oh, you know, so even aborted babies maybe made it into the Potomac, you think?
Oh, I think the Lord is revealing things. The whole thing with what's going on with the child sex trafficking and all that. These are all things being revealed. So when the judgment hits, right, people can sit there and go, why is this coming upon this great country? Well, you know, the Lord has laid out what it is. And even into D.C., you know, he has a sense of humor and says, well, if you're going to allow him to go into the toilet now, you know, you're not going to take away that drug. Well, you might as well drink the water. And this is the center of where these decisions are made.
Mm. Let me broaden the loop here a little bit, Dave, if I can. We're looking down through. I don't know if David Arthur's in here. You understand that it was the American government that enabled David Arthur to be molested. You understand that, don't you? Molested him. Turned him into believing he was a woman. It all started because somebody molested him. And we look across the spectrum and we groom. Thank you, Vinny. We look across the spectrum of America and your public schools. Are they grooming your kids? Are they grooming your... If I ever found somebody grooming one of my precious grandchildren, what would be my moral duty? Be something's worth 30 years in jail, wouldn't it be? Church, does the church care? See, we call it pro-choice. Pro-choice? Pro-choice? Murder's a choice? Come on, Craig. Somebody rescue me here. I'm going to say something I shouldn't say.
Well, I just wanted to say, if any of you have not signed up for our free giveaway, maybe Spencer could pull that up for the Aura.
Believe it or not, Craig, I had that up here the other day, and we just misconnected on. Go ahead. What is this, Craig?
Well, it's okay. It helps you monitor what your kids are doing online. I mean, there are parental control features, but then there's ones that you pay for that monitor your AI kids' chats, give you graphs at the end of the week, what they're doing with their phones, helps you with, you know, obviously setting time limits. So the thing is if you're not investing in these particular apps and you have the funds to do it, you're missing the opportunity to prevent what Coach is saying, your kids being groomed. And it's not only grooming now by humans, it's grooming by artificial intelligence, okay? Because these kids are talking to ChatGPT for companionship, and 40 to 50% of those conversations turn to violence, and out of those, half of them turn into sexual role play. So they'll be talking to artificial intelligence about sexual things. So, you know, go to the website. We have all the articles. We post all these things so you can keep informed. We refresh the website probably weekly, and anything that's really important will come out on our Facebook and on our website. So, you know, this is a free thing. Sign up for it. Give it away. Even if you don't have kids, give it to somebody. We'll make it happen.
Get your friends to sign up. Get your friends to sign up, right? Amen. I just think how powerless. Jesus said, all power is given unto me, both in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach them to observe all I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. And what if the greatest injustice, or it has to be the greatest injustice, is the sacrifices of our children, the Christian church paying for it through the taxation of those who attend the church? Friends, don't they call that being an accessory to a crime? Aren't we all mad at George Soros because he's paying for all these protesters? Aren't we saying, go arrest him? He's the accessory to the crime. George Soros is funding it. Well, you ought to come and arrest me because I'm funding it. I'm not doing it. My hands are clean. Yeah, I'm paying for it. So are you. P.S., come on in. Am I doing okay, Betty? Am I doing okay? Because this is kind of a negative topic, isn't it? Why is it a negative topic? Because so many of us have bought into the freaking lie that it's not a human, it's a woman's right to choose, and Moloch is laughing his ass off as Christians remain silent, as little children created in the image of God are slaughtered inside their mommy's womb and, in some cases, flushed down the toilet. Go ahead, P.S. Well, I'm doing good, though. Prosperity message, gospel, good, yeah. Folks, America's under judgment. Church is under judgment.
End result of the family unit being broken down systematically over decades. I mean, you know.
Yep.
That's how they destroy a nation, by destroying the family structure. I mean, it's so obvious. And if, you know, people get pregnant or whatever, have a relationship out of wedlock, they need a support system, and most people don't. So,
well, what would happen if it was illegal? He couldn't have an abortion. We say, oh, well, they'll get them anyway. Well, yeah, but people murder anyway, right?
But I would say the fault of the church is spending hundreds of millions on a building when they could spend hundreds of millions on an orphanage or a, you know, place for pregnant women to go.
How if the church in America rose up, how long would it take to end abortion? What if those million people who just marched in Washington, D.C., surrounded the Capitol, said, we are not leaving until abortion is done away with? That wouldn't be very righteous, would it? Huh? Stephanie, our former pagan, says people become fractured through abortion. They become fractured. She says, I believe abortion immediately attaches the demons, spirits of guilt, of spirits of murder and anger and resentment, just to name a few, to the mother and also the father. If he knows about it, and participates. It's a ritual because you give permission to take the life. Nobody made you do it. Moloch wanted your baby, and you said, here you go. I got to go to college yet. I got to get a degree. They just do the hands-on blood rituals. I'm sorry. They just do the hands-on blood rituals abortion act. We as humans always have to give permission to them. You understand that? They want to sacrifice your baby. They can't do it without your permission. It's a spiritual contract thing. They have the rights to be there. Only the power of Jesus can protect us from these things. Spiritual men. Moloch, Baal. Got a good video for you. Put it in there. I'm not going to play it now. Which one is it? Four. Put number four in. And just play. I'm going to put it in the chat. Watch it later. Moloch, the child devourer. Angels and demons explained. Just put it at some point and play it, Spence. Put it out at 5 minutes and play it.
The idea has since been debated, with some scholars arguing that Moloch was never actually a deity, but instead a ritual known as Melk, which essentially meant sacrifice in the Punic language and the surrounding Canaanite areas. Other scholars propose that the root word Melk also meant to rule, and that this formed the basis of Moloch's creation, though neither of these ideas are particularly substantiated. Amongst these ideas, it has also been proposed by various scholars that Melk translated as to present or to gift, though there is little evidence to support these ideas.
Okay, put it in
Moloch
the chat.
Moloch has also been connected.
So here's what they're going to do. I was guilty of it. I was teaching at Mount Vernon High School. I'd been out of, I was teaching health and phys ed. I was 22 years old. And they gave me the job. I was a health teacher. They gave me the job of sex education. Yeah. I got the job of explaining sex education to ninth grade kids. Yeah. And you know what it did? It pulled down the barriers of modesty. To put a boy and a girl in the same room and talk about how sex is done, which I had to do that. That was my job. That was the curriculum. I was lost at the time. So they send your child to public school and they teach him how to fornicate. They break down their, what's the word, modesty. They break down the modesty. So if you talk about it in the classroom, you talk about it in the hallway. Talk about it in the hallway. You now open the door with the girl to talk about it. Let's go try it. Where the hell did we ever get the idea that sex education belonged in the schools? Jesus Christ. Kevin, come on quickly.
I just sent a screenshot to your phone from a headline from 2021. You want to read it aloud for everyone?
I'm sorry, what did you do?
Send a screenshot to your phone. Just hit on it real quick. Just read it aloud to everyone.
I gotta hurry because gotta hurry. How the Satanic Temple is using abortion rituals to claim religious liberty against the Texas heartbeat bills. Is that what you're talking about?
That's it. So don't they know that it's a human if they're saying, hey, this is part of our satanic rituals, this is part of religious rights.
Man, God wake the church up, man. God wake up the church. See you tomorrow.